USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Chief Justice John Roberts says in a statement that he's directing the marshal of the court to launch an investigation into the leak of a draft opinion that shows the justices are considering overturning Roe v. Wade, the 1973 Supreme Court case that legalized abortion nationwide. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell is approving of that probe.
I want to applaud the Chief Justice for indicating the court is going to investigate. I want to underscore the separation of powers. This is the Supreme Court's job to investigate the leak.
Polls open in Indiana and Ohio on Tuesday. Voters in Ohio getting to choose their party's nomination for senator, governor, and lieutenant governor. In Indiana, Democrats and Republicans are vying for a congressional seat. USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
President Biden is condemning atrocities and war crimes being committed by Russian forces in Ukraine. Biden visiting a weapons factory in Alabama and praising Ukrainians for their courage. The president also reminding everyone,
as I said from the beginning, this fight is not going to be cheap, but caving to aggression would even be more costly. We either back the Ukrainian people as they defend their country, or we stand by as Russia continues its atrocities and aggression. I know what the answer is, and I think you all do too. I bet I know what the answer to this plan is.
Officials with the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh are announcing plans to build a museum and a memorial to honor the victims of the deadliest anti-Semitic attack in U.S. history. The memorial will consist of a museum, a memorial, and a center for education. Rabbi Jeffrey Myers, a survivor of the attack, continues to serve as rabbi for the Tree of Life. USA Radio News.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you just have a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. There are hundreds of thousands of members, and they love it. MediShare has a 98% customer satisfaction rating, and this is obviously huge. The typical family saves around $6,000 a year switching to MediShare. Find out more. They're great to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin and Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff General Mark Milley testified Tuesday to a Senate Appropriations Subcommittee on the defense budget. General Milley says the U.S. needs to keep pace with China.
This requires that we simultaneously maintain readiness and modernize for the future. It's not one or the other. If we do not do that, then we are risking the security of future generations.
He says the budget they have created should allow for the United States to do just that. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin saying the budget request includes more than $40 billion for sea equipment, such as battleships, and almost $13 billion to modernize land forces. An astronaut and three civilians with the Axiom Space Company became the first all-private crew to complete a mission on the International Space Station. Larry Connor says it was a challenge as a civilian.
Well, I'm exceptionally lucky. Number one, average guy from Dayton, Ohio, grew up in a middle-class family, and I've had the good fortune and opportunity to do some extraordinary things.
And finally, today is National Teacher Day, and this entire week is Teacher Appreciation Week. So from all of us here at USA Radio News, if you are a teacher, thank you. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.